Suicide by Architectural Design, Note Number 7. The good Lord said, I am the way, I am the light. I say, there's a rock, there's a hard place, there's a devil, and there's a deep blue sea. I'm between it all. I need an interior designer. I need a brilliant architect to work some magic. I need my interior to be demolished, all the ash and debris carted away, freshly plastered with a new coat of white paint. I need someone to redesign me like a glass house overlooking the Big Sur, high on a promontory jutting out over the sea. The irony? Maybe I need to do nothing. Maybe God will do it. An act of God. An earthquake, a fire, a tsunami, a tornado, an alien attack. And in the twinkling of an eye, one perishes. I stare out the window. Flocks of birds fly by. Boats glide across the river. A city awakes. People moving, going, thinking, doing, being. I observe and wait. Wait for what, you might ask? Me personally? For it all to be over. But in the interest of others, it doesn't really matter what you wait for in life. It's all one big illusion anyway. So it's best you just be patient and wait for absolutely nothing. It's like no one ever tells you the joke's on you. But since you think there's something, it gives you a reason to wait for it. Not me. I've had it. My waiting days are over. It's like playing Monopoly. I'm pass and go, collecting my $200, and getting out of Dodge. I've been told this whole situation stems from lack of love. So I did some research and interviewed various entities on their thoughts of finding love. Mom's caretaker told me, they're a mystery, spirits. She said the generations past may be of a jealous nature and don't want me to find love. She said I need to ask them what they want. I need to light a candle. I need to give them water and prepare a meal for them. Then it will come to me in a dream. A door will open. One teacher said, let the dead be. They have their own issues to deal with. Another teacher said, put a note under your pillow at night, petitioning the higher power to find you love. The astrologer said, it's all in the works. Love is approaching. Various shrinks over the years had their own versions of the lack of love syndrome. Not one of them made any sense. Most of them didn't even have a degree to practice an opinion. We used to call them shingle hangers. So what do I say? Give me the strength to find out what's on the other side. This life is a life of mediocrity, and at best a mere travesty. How can you beat that? I do not fear death. I had been dead for billions of years before I was born, and had not suffered the slightest inconvenience from it. Mark Twain.